Good morning, this is Poetry Moment. I'm Misha Willette, and I've just taken a great railway journey from Spokane, Washington on Amtrak. I went all the way to Grand Rapids, Michigan to read some poems over there, and it took just about as many days as you can expect. While I was there, I got to see a number of the stations, obviously, that one passes through because it's not a straight shot, actually. And so I was thinking about how some of them are quite grand, and some of them just platforms standing out in the wilderness exposed to the weather and everything like that. Around that time, I came across this poet that I really admire called Alessandro Paronci. He's an Italian, and none of his work actually had been translated into English. Someone of the mid-century from Florence, most of his work in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. So I found this little poem called The Goodbye Bird, and I translated it and thought I'd read it for you this morning. So this is an as-yet unpublished in English version of Alessandro Paronci's Goodbye Bird. From a rift in the smoke in the roof of the railway platform, it flutters and skims the dried black grease on the rails and over a trifle of little scraps of rubbish, then hops and pecks, happy inhabitant of the gray station, the little bird of farewells, who knows everything about those who leave and those left, those who seek and those who always will, about those who must abandon everything they've found and those who fly, forsaking all. The whistle blows and it jumps up, threading back through the light vault of the roof, leaps and vanishes like a traveler in the act of leaving, but with the trembling heart of one arriving for the first time in a foreign city. That was The Goodbye Bird by Alessandro Paronci, translated and read for you this morning by Misha Willette. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.